If everyone becomes a devotee or a monk, then who will run the world? Generally, people get this impression when they see people in the monk's order or devotees who serve full time in the temple. However, this claim does not have any substance. How? Let's understand this clearly. My question is, if everyone becomes an engineer, doctor, lawyer, chartered accountant, artist, and so on, then who will run the world? In this world, there is a place for every living entity to contribute something positive and meaningful towards society. Generally, people who dedicate their life for country on some social welfare activities are greatly appreciated. Does anyone think that if everyone becomes a soldier or a social welfare activist, then who will run the country? The government grants them so many special privileges due to their selfless dedication to society. So why direct this attitude towards those devotees who also dedicate their lives to serve the Lord and His children, that is all the living entities? Now, according to the scriptures, there are four varnas and ashramas chosen according to one's inclination. These four varnas are Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. And the four ashramas are Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. In earlier Yugas, the three lower varnas took guidance and blessings of the Brahmanas, because Brahmanas were very spiritually advanced and they could lead the other varnas towards God. Similarly, the Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyas ashram had the same role to perform as the Brahmanas. The lower three varnas never questioned the Brahmanas that if you dedicate their lives to God, then who will rule the kingdom? In fact, only due to the blessings of these great souls, there is prosperity and happiness in the kingdom. That is why special respect and privileges are meant to be given to the devotees who have dedicated their lives in the service of God, just like the soldiers. And that is why it is still observed in India that so many sadhus are given respect and special privileges. Now, soldiers may save and protect the citizens of a particular country from the hands of enemy, but these devotees save humanity from the enemy that is already present in everyone's heart in the form of lust, greed, envy, pride, anger, illusion. And soldiers save the citizens only of their country, but these devotees save and protect everyone irrespective of their caste, creed, country, society. Not only the free one from these qualities, but also free them from the cycle of birth, death, old age, disease by reconnecting them with God. That is why the contribution of a full-time spiritualist is greatest compared to all others, and their life is also more difficult to follow due to the various challenges, difficulties, austerities and sacrifices that they undergo. Of course, we are talking about genuine servants of the Lord and not ones who are bogus. One time, a great saint had a conversation with Menaka Gandhi. Being an environmentalist, she saw this saint at the airport, approached him and started yelling at him by saying that you people just keep chanting but contribute nothing towards the society. For instance, look at the environment around you. It is so polluted. What are you doing for that? And the saint humbly replied that unless we clear the pollution from the heart, that is lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion, we can't really clear the pollution outside, since even though we clean the external environment, but if people can't become free from these demoniac tendencies, they will continue to pollute the environment again and again. And that is why the greatest service to humanity is to uproot the foundation of such demoniac propensities. And this can only be accomplished by the practice of spiritual activities. Not everyone becomes a monk or can lead a life of a monk. It is much more difficult than joining the army. Trust me, try it out. One time a student asked that in spite of so many religions and spiritual leaders, why there is still war, hatred in the name of religion? And the answer is quite simple, that in spite of so much advancement in science, medicine, technology, why there is still suffering, poverty and all sorts of problems? It's not because of so many religions or spiritual leaders that the problem exists. But the main problem is how many of them genuinely follow the teaching of the spiritual leaders. We can't blame the doctor by claiming that his prescribed medicine is not effective if we don't eat the medicine according to his guidelines. Most interestingly, it is observed that people from all over the world majorly take guidance from a spiritualist or a yogi and rarely from any scientist or industrialist to become happy and satisfied in life. And don't bother about who will run the country. According to people's different inclinations and faith, someone will always run something. Also note that not all devotees are full-time devotees or run their families. In fact, around 95% of the devotees remain in Grihastha Ashram. Since in Kali Yuga, it is extremely difficult to renounce things and especially sex desire. So these Grihasthas earn money and engage it in the service of Lord. That way they channelize their inclinations, nature and talents in the service of Lord and society. Remember that we are not the controllers. So we can't use speculation and judgment that if certain people become devotees, then what will happen to the country? God is the supreme controller and His will shall always prevail. And His will states that Kali Yuga will last for another 427,000 years. If you are so interested to run the country, then surely you will keep coming back and take at least 4,000 births to run it. Thank you.